Welcome back. This is Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris along with Scott Sorum. And joining us tonight is a gentleman who is one of the premier harmonica players in the country. He has been with various groups and orchestras throughout the entire world. And he is coming to our town on Saturday. He is going to have a couple of workshops, also a concert over at the Listening Room. His name is Peter Madcat Ruth, and he joins us right now here on KFGO. How you doing there, Madcat?
I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you tonight.
Hey, by the way, is this the first time you've been up in our neck of the woods?
Well, no, I've been on Friday night. I'll be in Bismarck, and I've been in Bismarck before, but I've never been to Fargo. Well, I've driven through, but I've never stopped in Fargo, so I'm looking forward to it.
Say, by the way, I forgot to mention, too, that you have won Grammys, which has to be an exciting, thrilling thing. Where does your Grammy sit?
Well, my Grammy is not in the statue form. It's on a plaque form, and it's in my office wall, hanging on the wall, and it looks pretty good. I won it for being involved in Classical Record of the Year 2009, I think it was. And I've done lots of music in my career, but I was on this huge event that had orchestra and choruses and children's choruses but it also had a part for harmonica and a part for playing guitar and singing, which I did. And so because it won Album of the Year in the classical division, I won a Grammy as a classical musician, which I wouldn't really call myself a classical musician, but it's a genuine Grammy, and I won it fair and square, so there you go.
I was going to say, that must have been a big surprise for somebody to say, hey, Madcat, we've got this classical or orchestra that we'd like you to play with, huh?
Yeah, it was. I've played harmonica with several orchestras around the country and around the world, but I don't really consider myself, you know, a classical musician, but every once in a while they have a harmonica part that calls for some bluesy or folky sort of harmonica, and I can do it.
We mentioned you played a lot of different musical instruments, but obviously harmonica is probably best, you know, your best known instrument you're used for. When's the first time you picked that up? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was 50 years ago at age 15. I just turned 65. So 50 years ago at age 15, I started playing harmonica, and I've played it pretty near every day since then.
What was the incentive? What did you hear on the radio that says, hey, I want to play that thing?
I heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, a folk blues harmonica and guitar duo, and it was great. I just heard the sound of that harmonica, and I said, wow, I have to learn how to do that, because I'd already been playing guitar for a few years. But once I heard that blues harmonica, it just grabbed me. I said, yeah, that's what I have to learn how to do.
By the way, on kind of an offshoot of that question, you notice so many people like, you know, Neil Young or Bob Dylan, you know, they use that over-the-shoulder type device to play their harmonica. You have an interesting little device. You just have a regular stand for your microphone. Is that something you developed yourself?
It is.
Oh, for your harmonica?
Yeah, instead of having it around my neck, I have it built on a microphone stand, and I just built one for myself. It's not something you can buy. It's something I made myself, and it works pretty well.
I was going to say, because that looks so interesting, and it worked. Obviously it worked. I mean, I saw the video on the YouTube there, and it looked like quite the interesting device.
Yeah.
So you are traveling around, and from time to time you do these workshops, and that's what you've got coming up this Saturday, right? And I imagine the same thing is out in Bismarck, too, on Friday.
Well, on Friday in Bismarck, I'm playing with a trio with Chris Brubeck and a guitar player named Joel Brown. And it's just more of a concert situation at Bismarck State College. But then Saturday I'm coming over to Fargo, and I'm going to do a ukulele workshop, a harmonica workshop, and a solo concert that night, a one-man band where I'll be playing guitar and harmonica and singing and playing hi-hat with my right foot and doing a one-man band. It's really fun.
Oh, that's right. I did see that, too, that you play that hi-hat. That was pretty cool, too. I don't know if I would have the coordination to do all that at once.
Yeah, well, it does take a little coordination, but I've been practicing for years, so it's not a problem.
This is Peter Mad Cat Ruth. He's going to be in town here this Saturday. The ukulele, by the way, that's kind of made a comeback a little bit over the last few years, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, it's made a huge comeback just in the last 10 years or so. But I started playing ukulele. Well, if I've been playing harmonica for 50 years, I've been playing ukulele probably 53 years now, 54 years, I guess, and I love it. It's a great little instrument. I played ukulele first, and then guitar, and then harmonica. But you're right; the ukulele went out of style for decades. And I have a theory of why it went out of style, too.
Okay.
I think it was Tiny Tim. That was just so weird. He played the ukulele, and it was so weird, and it was right when the Beatles were coming in and stuff, and people said, "Gee, that ukulele's pretty weird. Let's take up guitar." And it took, four decades for that to wear off. But now it's a very popular instrument. Yeah, there's... a lot of young folks are learning the ukulele, and I think it's a great instrument. It's so portable, easy to play, easy on your fingers, but you can make some great music with a uke.
Does it still have those nylon strings then?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, they do.
By the way, tell me about yours too, by the way. I saw in a video, yours is like a little Stratocaster.
Yeah, well, more like a Telecaster shape, but yeah, I got that one... at a music trade show a few years ago. It's made by a Japanese company, but the instrument itself was made in China for a Japanese company. But it's a great ukulele. I picked it up to try it just because it looked so cool, and once I played it, I realized it had an excellent acoustic sound, has a pickup built in, and... It's in tune and feels good, so it's my number one ukulele these days.
When we come back, I want to talk more here with Peter Mudcat Grant. Yeah, right?
Hey, that's not my name. Yeah. That's Peter Mad Cat Ruth.
See, I told Peter when this interview began, I said, I'm going to do this at least once, screw his name up, because of I was such a huge Minnesota Twins fan back when I was a young kid. We're going to be back with Mad Cat here in just a few moments, and we'll talk more about what's coming up this Saturday here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And we've got a few more minutes to go here with Peter Mad Cat Ruth, who's going to be joining us on Saturday in town here over at the Listening Room. Got more details on that coming your way here in just a couple of moments. I have to say that you have kind of an interesting, look to you. When I saw your picture the first time, I kind of looked like him. It was a little bit of a Jeff Bridges look to it. Have you kept that kind of long hairstyle all your life?
Yeah, well, most of it. As soon as I got out of high school, I grew my hair as long as it would go, and I've had it cut a few times since there, but mostly I kind of go for that. I guess it's a hippie look. I don't know. It's kind of a Buffalo Bill look, actually.
There you go. There you go. Very good. The harmonica. I would love to try to play that sometime. I do have one. I've tried it, and it's not. For me, it's not the easiest of our instruments to play, but I find it just amazing. Of course, now you're talking to a layman here, a guy who knows nothing about music, but all the different keys, all the different harmonicas you have to bring on stage, that must have been another thing that was very, very difficult to get used to.
Well, it's called a diatonic harmonica, which means it's just one key rather than there is a thing called a chromatic harmonica that you can play any key, but I'm playing the little 10 hole harmonicas, so they're tuned to one key, but I have one in every key, so I have a set of 12 of them, and there's just 20 reeds, so there's really 20 notes, but then you can get other notes by what's called bending a note, where you take a note at one pitch, and by the shape of your mouth, move it to a lower pitch. And you'll hear when a good harmonica is playing, you'll hear them bending the notes. Well, here, just I'll give you an example. I got a harmonica in my pocket. I always have a harmonica in my pocket. Hold on a second.
Peter Mad Cat Ruth, our special guest tonight here.
Okay, this is what I mean. You can take a note like this and bend it to a lower pitch. And that's, they weren't designed to do that, but harmonica players figured out that it could be done.
And that's just by reshaping your mouth, you said?
Yeah, it's by the shape of the inside of your mouth. And it's very mysterious, but it actually works. So with that, instead of playing, you can play. And then it gets really interesting.
Amazing. Amazing. That is really, really cool.
That's why I really love the harmonica. But it's an unusual instrument to learn because if you're playing piano or something, you can see where your fingers are. If you're playing guitar, you can see, you put your finger there and there and there. But when you're playing harmonica, it's all the shape of the inside of your mouth, and no one can see what the shape of the inside of your mouth is. You can't see the shape of your own mouth, so it's all this invisible technique.
Because I would know whether I'm blowing through two holes, three or four, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to learn how to do that. You can generally tell by the sound if you're playing more than one note at a time.
But
it's a great instrument. It's a very expressive instrument. It's and you can put it in your, as I say, I have one in my pocket all the time. You can carry one around with you. It's very handy that way.
Just a quick note for some of the folks who may not have heard, but I once had interviewed Chuck Lavelle, who plays for the keyboards for the Rolling Stones. And I wrote him an email and I said, okay, Chuck, I said, I just got to ask you, Mick turned 70. What do you buy Mick for his birthday? And then he wrote back and he says, we don't recognize birthdays anymore. He says, but if you see something that we think they would like, he says, I bought him 2 years ago. He says, I bought him a set of handmade harmonicas.
Oh, nice.
So that's what Chuck Lavelle got Mick Jagger for a couple of years
that's
ago.
Excellent.
Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up here on Saturday. You've got actually three different sessions. You got two workshops and a concert coming up, right?
That's Saturday. Right.
So
That's exactly right.
What's the first one? Is that going to be the harmonica there?
Well, I don't have the schedule in front of me, so I'm not sure if the harmonica or the ukulele is first. But I'm going to do one session where I teach ukulele and another session where I teach harmonica. And then in the evening, I'll do a concert.
Okay. See, now I'm looking at the website, and I'm sorry. Here it is. Here we go. Blues Harmonica Workshop, 1 to 2:30. The Ukulele Workshop, 3:30 to 5 p.m., and then the concert will be at 7:30. The reason I mention that is because there are a variety of packages you could buy to see Mad Cat this Saturday. For example, you could go to the harmonica and then come back and go to the concert, and that would be a little less than going to all three of them. So you have to check the website, the Listening Rooms website, and we'll give you that in just a couple of moments. Get a lot of satisfaction from doing things like this?
Oh, yeah. Well, I love it because, it was my high school hobby, playing music. And if you can make a living doing your hobby, you're a fortunate guy. So I'm definitely fortunate. And I've been playing music continuously, professionally, since 1970, and had a great chance at tour all over the country and many places around the world. So, and especially when I was young and I had a chance to be with Dave Brubeck's band and tour all over the world, that was a great learning experience.
And now you're with Chris, is that right?
Yeah, and I still play with Dave Brubeck's son, Chris, yeah.
And he's going to be in Bismarck with you, you said.
That's right.
That's neat. That is really neat. Well, listen, folks, once again, it's Saturday. And that first session for Blues Harmonica starts at 1. The ukulele workshop starts at 3:30. And then the concert is at 7:30. This is over at the Listening Room in Fargo. And they are located at 1... I've got the address right here, 111 Broadway. And you can go to their website at the Listening Room Fargo, thelisteningroomfargo.com. And when you see the Peter Mad Cat Ruth story there, I should say the bio there, you'll see about one, two, three, four, five, seven different types of ticket packages you can purchase there. You just click on the one you want, and then you'll have it there for you. Peter, this has really been exceptional, except I screwed up your name just once.
Hey, that's okay. It's happened before. I guarantee it.
Oh, and it's a pleasure. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy your stay here in Fargo.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I'm glad it's not 30 below zero anymore. I'm coming in the right time of year, I guess.
So, oh, you are
looking
you
forward
are,
to a great time.
You are lucky. The last of the snow is just about gone, so by the time you get here this weekend, you should be in real good shape.
Excellent. Looking forward to it very much.
Thank you, Mad Cat.
All right. Oh, take it easy.
Hey, before I let you go, Mad Cat, I should mention, you know, we talked about the listening room website. I want to get the folks your website, too. Do you have one out there?
Oh, yeah. It's www.madcatmusic.net.
madcatmusic.net. All right.
That's right.
Very good. Now I'll bid you farewell. Have a good night, sir.
All right. Good night. Take it easy.